Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a historic moment, President Draupadi Murmu took to the skies in India's very own indigenous attack helicopter, the LCH Prachand, at Jaisalmer Air Force Station, marking a significant milestone in the country's combat aviation program. What makes this significant is that President Murmu became the first Indian president to undertake a sortie in an attack helicopter, drawing national attention to India's indigenous defense manufacturing capabilities. The LCH Prachand, which means fierce or formidable in Sanskrit, is India's first indigenously designed and developed dedicated combat helicopter, manufactured by Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, or HAL, at its Rotary Wing Research and Design Center in Bengaluru. First, let us look at the key specifications of the LCH Prachand. The armament includes a 20mm M621 turret gun, Mistral II air-to-air missiles, rocket pods, and anti-tank guided missiles with the Dhruvastra, and HAL-developed anti-tank guided missile planned for integration. The advanced features of the LCH Prachand include a low radar cross-section, thanks to its stealth design elements, a crashworthy undercarriage, night attack capability via forward-looking infrared, or FLIR, an electronic warfare suite, and self-sealing fuel tanks. Building on this, the development history of the LCH program is quite fascinating. The program was initiated in the early 2000s, driven by the requirement for a high-altitude attack helicopter, which was exposed during the 1999 Kargil War. The key milestones include the first prototype flight in 2010, production clearance for limited series production in 2016, formal induction into the Indian Army in September 2022, and the induction of the LCH into the Indian Air Force, or IAF, in 2022. Production is now ramping up, with an eventual requirement of 160 LCH, with 65 for the IAF and 95 for the Army. Crucially, the defining design requirement of the LCH was high-altitude performance, specifically the ability to operate in the Himalayan terrain up to 6,500 meters. This is strategically critical, as we will see. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the lessons learned from the Kargil War, where the Indian Air Force used Mi-17 transport and Mi-35 attack helicopters. The Mi-35, while capable, was Soviet designed for European theaters and struggled at extreme altitude. The absence of a dedicated light attack helicopter that could operate effectively above 5,000 meters was a recognized capability gap. It is worth pausing here to note that the Siachen Glacier, which is the world's highest battlefield, requires helicopters for all logistics and medical evacuation. An indigenous attack helicopter capable of operating here provides both deterrence and tactical fire support capability. The China factor also comes into play, as India's line of actual control, or LAC, with China runs across terrain ranging from 4,000 to 5,500 meters. The LCH provides a rapid close air support asset that can operate in this environment, complementing the Apaches, or R-64E, in the IAF inventory, which are US-made and excellent but primarily designed for lower altitude operations. Now, let us compare the Apache R-64E with the LCH Prachand. While both are capable attack helicopters, the LCH Prachand has been designed with high-altitude performance in mind, making it a more suitable choice for operations in the Himalayan terrain. Moving on to the role of HAL in indigenous defense, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited is India's state-owned aerospace and defense company, headquartered in Bengaluru. It is one of the largest aerospace companies in Asia by revenue. HAL's key products include the LCH Prachand, the Dhruv ALH, or Advanced Light Helicopter, the Tejas Mk-1A, a light combat aircraft, the HTT-40, a basic trainer aircraft, and the Sukhoi Su-30 MKI, which is manufactured under license. HAL's Shakti engine, developed with Francis Safran, powers both the Dhruv ALH and the LCH Prachand, and is one of India's few indigenous aeroengine developments. And here is something that surprises many students: President Murmu's decision to fly in the LCH was not ceremonial alone. As the supreme commander of the armed forces, the president's engagement with indigenous defense platforms sends a clear message, including institutional endorsement of HAL's capabilities, a boost to the morale of defense engineers and test pilots, and an underscore of the commitment to indigenous defense manufacturing under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Her previous sorties include flying in the Sukhoi 30 MKI and the Rafale, making her the most aviation-active Indian president on record. Now, let us turn to the implications for your UPSC preparation. The LCH Prachand, HAL, the Shakti engine, and the service ceiling of the LCH are all important facts to remember. Note this carefully: the formal induction of the LCH into the Indian Army and the IAF, the total order of 160 LCH, and the significance of high-altitude warfare in the context of the Lac and the Siachen Glacier. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The LCH Prachand has a full name of Light Combat Helicopter Prachand, which means fierce or formidable in Sanskrit. The developer is HAL, based in Bengaluru, at the Rotary Wing R&D Center. The service ceiling of the LCH is approximately 6,500 meters, allowing it to operate in the Himalayan terrain. The engines are two Shakti turboshaft engines, developed by HAL in collaboration with Safran. The crew consists of two personnel in a tandem configuration. The armament includes a 20mm turret gun, Mistral II air-to-air missiles, and rocket pods. The formal induction of the LCH into the Indian Army and the IAF took place in September 2022. The total order is for 160 LCH, with 65 for the IAF and 95 for the Army. The president's sorties are also significant. President Murmu flew in the LCH Prachand on 27 February 2026 at Jaisalmer as a co-pilot for 25 minutes. She also flew in the Su-30 MKI at Tejpur Air Force Station in April 2023 and in the Rafale at Ambala Air Force Station in October 2023. Her role as the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces makes her engagement with indigenous defense platforms all the more significant. HAL, or Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, is a key player in India's defense manufacturing sector. The full form of HAL is Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, and it is headquartered in Bengaluru, Karnataka. It is a central public sector undertaking, or PSU, under the Ministry of Defense. The products of HAL include the LCH Prachand, the Dhruv ALH, the Tejas Mk1A, the HTT-40, and the Sukhoi Su-30 MKI, which is manufactured under license. The high-altitude context is also crucial. The Siachen Glacier is located at an altitude of approximately 5,400 meters, making it the world's highest battlefield. The Lac, or line of actual control, with China runs across terrain ranging from 4,000 to 5,500 meters. The Kargil War in 1999 exposed the lack of a dedicated high-altitude attack helicopter. The Apache R-64E, which is US made, is effective up to an altitude of approximately 4,500 meters. Other relevant facts include the Dhruvastra, which is an HAL-developed anti-tank guided missile planned for integration on the LCH. The FLIR, or forward-looking infrared, enables night attack capability. The Vayu Shakti exercise showcases the IAF's aerial combat and precision strike capabilities. The Shakti engine, which powers the LCH Prachand and the Dhruv ALH, has a power output of approximately 1000 shp and is one of India's few indigenous aeroengine programs. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The LCH Prachand, HAL, and the Shakti engine are all important facts to remember for the prelims. the significance of high-altitude warfare, the role of HAL in indigenous defense, and the importance of Atmanirbhar Bharat are all relevant topics for the mains. The interview stage may also see questions on India's helicopter fleet gap and why indigenous development matters in the context of high-altitude conflict. In conclusion, the LCH Prachand is a significant milestone in India's indigenous defense manufacturing capabilities, and its high-altitude performance makes it a crucial asset for operations in the Himalayan terrain. The implications of this development are far-reaching, and it is essential to remember the key facts and numbers for your UPSC preparation. The strategic significance of the LCH Prachand lies in its ability to provide deterrence and tactical fire support capability in the world's highest battlefield, and its development is a testament to India's commitment to indigenous defense manufacturing under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative.